From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
And you're listening to Will Call, where Owen and I will talk about what is coming to Central Illinois in the arts and entertainment and culture world.
That's right.
This weekend, there's live music at Riggs Brewery in Urbana. That's Friday the 25th. Dan Kusaya will be performing. His music is world, jazz, funk, house, Afrobeat, groovy. There's a lot of live looping of instruments as it's happening. And then on Saturday, the 26th, Kilbourne Alley Blues Band will be at the Rose Bowl in Urbana.
That name might be familiar to some of you. They provided the theme music for IPM News' daily news podcast, 217 Today. Yep. They will be at the Rose Bowl in Urbana on Saturday evening.
There are also some auditions for theater in town. Parkland College, which is open to community theater, and they have auditions for their fall season, which has Macbeth and Zombie Prom, which is a musical. So those auditions will be on Saturday. They start at 10 a.m. and they go all the way until 3 p.m. You can visit Parkland's website in Champaign to learn more about that. And then the Station Theater in Urbana also has auditions, and it's teen auditions. So the Station Theater is doing Roll Without Rule of Law, W-R-O-L. The auditions for the Station Theater on Saturday are open for ages 13 through 19. The performances are not until October, fall, for both Parkland and Station.
There's some other stuff going on this weekend. The Analog Wine Bar occasionally hosts art exhibits. They are currently hosting an exhibit called Leafless Trees. It's been open since the 11th of August, but it's closing this weekend on the 26th. So this is your last chance to go and see this. It's paintings and prints, some of which are for sale, all by three local artists, Joe Urban, Jory Bassett, and Logan Ingold. That is anytime until the 26th at Analog Wine Bar in Urbana. Also coming up this weekend is the Krannert Props and Costume Sale. So every year, the Krannert Center for Performing Arts in Urbana has a sale of old costumes, old props that they have used previously and aren't going to be using anymore because they have a whole new season of shows to create costumes and props for.
Yeah.
And so the doors open at 8 a.m. If you want to pay $3 to get in for that early bird admission, you can get in at 8 a.m. Otherwise, it's free from 12 to 2 on Saturday the 26th. And you can find costumes in the studio theater and props in level 2. Also this weekend on the U of I campus, Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation fame. He is an alum of the University of Illinois. He's coming back this weekend on the 26th, and he'll be having an evening of, quote, deliberative talking, mirth, and music at the Follinger Auditorium. And this is a fundraiser for the Japan House. They are raising money to build a new annex so they can expand the offerings and their class sizes. Nick Offerman has a long history with the Japan House. He actually helped renovate and build the first Japan House with Professor Shozo Sato. You'll get to hear all about all of that and more during his live show. That is Saturday evening, the 26th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus. Now, for more information about this and all of the other arts and culture happening in Central Illinois, you can visit ipmnewsroom.org.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
And we'll talk to you next time.